Oh my God. So, speaking of taking a breather, like I said, one of our sponsors tonight is Breather, which is a company that rents out spaces like this in case you need to get away from home or whatever, find a quiet place to do some work for a while. We have the GM of that company tonight. He is a man of many pastimes. This is Toby Ciattone.
Yeah!
It's the most applause I've ever received for any reason. That's great. And I feel bad that my story is also a Gambit sex story.
Yeah! Yeah! That's a barrier!
But no, I digress. When Daniela told me about this night, I thought it was an interesting idea. And I immediately thought of the best breather that I've ever had. And as you mentioned, I've had a lot of weird jobs in the past. I've been a tequila salesman. I peddled frozen pizza out of a converted airport shuttle van. For 3 months, I laid in a coffin trying to convince kids at county fairs not to smoke cigarettes. I've done all kinds of weird stuff. This is the least weird job I've ever had, I'd say. But in the context of this story, I am a tour manager for Paul McCartney's 2005 North American tour. And what that entails is, it sounds way sexier than it is. It's a lot of merchandising, a lot of counting stuff, a lot of managing people that don't want to be managed, a lot of bad stuff. But part of the perks that go along with that particular job are that you get to ride on the tour bus. And when Paul, or Sir Paul, rather, are on the plane, you get to ride on the bus. And riding on the bus is pretty cool. There's Macallan 25 in there. There's like a bunch of people wanting to party. If you want to party, then you do that. And it's awesome. So the very last night was from Vegas to LA. The Staples Center was the last venue for this particular tour. And I became good friends with the security advisor for the group. And he was a Scottish guy. We'll call him Mick. That's not his name, but I just give the Scottish name, right? Or Irish rather. But anyway, for this story, his name's Mick. And he and I became very close, and we had ridden the bus from Vegas to LA. And during the beginning of the show, I had a lot of work to do. And then when the show was normally happening, when you hear the music and stuff, I normally have weird duties to do, inventory and all the stuff I mentioned earlier. So this particular time, I decided I was going to take a breather.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So I figured, the last show, I'm going to enjoy it. And so I'm hanging out, and then my buddy Mick comes up, and forgive me, I'm going to try to do a Scottish accent here, it's not going to work out. He walks up to me and he says, "Oh, you really screwed up this time, boyo." And he's straight-faced. And I'm kind of smirking, and I'm saying, "Okay, what's up, Mick? What are you talking about?" He's like, "No, you're going to have to come with me and my friends here." Now, he brings up the two other security guys. And these are big, like, ex-MI6 dudes. Like, Paul McCartney does not roll with like weak security. And I say, okay. And so we proceed to go into the Staples Center. And I don't know what's happening. And he just says, "You stay right behind me. Don't move." I'm trying not to curse here. But he was cursing a lot. Don't move. So I'm right behind him. There's a couple of guys on my side. And then two more guys come up. So now there's this weird V, and we split the Staples Center. And this was a sold-out show for months and months and months. What I didn't understand was that my friend Mick was trying to make me feel like the most famous person in the world. Because Paul McCartney is the most famous person in the world, as far as most people are concerned, or a lot of people. During that moment, during that about 2.5 minute period of time where he split that crowd for me, 15,000 people were looking at me saying, "Who is that dude? What is going on with that guy right now?" And we went up to the front of the stage, and Paul looks down at me and does like a little, like, "Hey, thanks for your service," kind of nod or whatever. And I realized then that my buddy Mark had, Mick had completely set this thing up to just screw with me, basically. And so we go backstage and I say, "What was that about? That was amazing, but what was that about?" And he said, and then he pulls out a pair of pants that I had left on the bus. And he says, "That's what fucking happens when you leave your pants on the tour bus." I'm glad I took that breather.
And what Toby didn't say was that Gambit was waiting back to die.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Toby. My God, that was